The Pilgrimage of Tiny. Boris, now the second Dalai Lama, stayed in the white snow that covered his home in the north. He stopped at a gathering of people and dogs. Cold it was, but not bitter. And for Boris of the north, it was a delight to be there with the husky dogs of the heavy gray fur who had heard of Dog and Nav, but not yet of Juni. And with the humans who were ready, who were open to love, having learned from the husky dogs. The husky dogs who were willing to pull sleds for them, showing them their loyalty and faith and love. He stopped there to teach, to meditate too when all were asleep, and to learn. Always the Dalai Lama must learn, for love is a never-ending joy with many manifestations. There in the cold, he saw coming in the swirl of snow a tiny creature, so tiny he could not imagine that it was a dog until he caught the scent. Yes, a dog so small, with big ears, almost hairless, who had traveled so far to learn. He had left his home in the desert near the great lake in the middle of Astakoya, in a land so far away that Boris strained to imagine. So far from a hot desert, in a continent that was not of the lands that Boris and the 12 disciples of Nav had known. He, Tiny, the smallest of the small dogs, had heard the call of Nav from the birds that had come to the land when he was only a puppy. All the others had ignored it, a strange call of love in the twitter, a call of peace that other dogs thought only silly, a rumor from afar. But Tiny had listened. He had dreamed a dream of peace. He told his sister Rosabella, who could not believe. He told her of a dog called Nav, a dog who was the only puppy of dog, who could heal suffering through his bark of love, not healing wounds, not healing disease, but healing the sickness unto death of despair. Rosabella loved Tiny's barking, his stories that he heard from the birds, but she could not believe. And yet when he barked that he must go, he must find Nav to learn, she followed, charmed and hopeful in his dream, but not believing. So they walked north across a great desert so hot they could walk only at night. Rosabella was afraid, for there were mountain lions, there were rattlesnakes, there were cacti with spines so sharp they could pierce a paw, and there was no food, no water. But Dog provided, for he saw that Tiny and Rosabella were on a great journey, a journey that would lead them to him, a journey they must make to learn of love. So each morning when they were ready to stop traveling, they found a clear pool of water, very small and clear, that seemed a mirage until they approached it and drank. And they found at each pool two mice, left there by the ravens that seemed so savage, crying and circling, but were told by him who smells all to feed these pilgrims. They came then to a river, the grand river of the north. They waited for the hot, hot summer, the summer when at last the grand river of the north was only a trickle, when even Tiny and Rosabella could pick their way across, tiny feet walking, wading, swimming. They continued to the north, and then Rosabella feared more, for there was cold. They could not continue, they could not, for they had no fur, no way to warm themselves. And Dog led them to a cave there in the great mountains of the north, where slept a bear. And they crept up to the bear, and they lay beside him in his sleep, lay beside him in his warmth. And the bear would not awaken until it would be warm enough for them to leave the cave and begin their journey again. Thus passed 6 dog years traveling. And still Tiny knew they had far to go, for the birds had told him to follow the North Star until they were to go left at the great river that flows to the sea. In the spring of the 7th dog year, they came to a wide, fast-flowing stream, so fast, so wide, yet Tiny knew they had to cross. They lay there, footsore, weary. Tiny cajoled Rosabella to be brave and hopeful, though they could see no way to cross the river. And then came to them a bear, for all bears had now heard of Ursula, the bear who had sacrificed by giving the great gift of passing to Junie. One came to them, growling, harumphing, and Rosabella was greatly afraid, but Tiny could see that the bear, Ursus Minor, black and grisly, was there to help them. That dog had sent him, and Tiny climbed upon the back of Ursus Minor and barked for Rosabella to come up to him. And together they rode upon the broad back of Ursus Minor while he swam across the great river. As he came to the other side, Ursus Minor forgot and shook himself greatly. He shook and shook to rid himself of water. And Tiny and Rosabella flew off, almost as high as the birds. Rosabella barked in great fear, certain they would now fall and be crushed upon the rocks. Then two great ravens, cawing, flew close, one grasping Rosabella in his talons, one grasping Tiny in her talons. And they flew up. Then Rosabella yipped and howled a most terrible howl. But Tiny was thrilled. He knew this was the paw of dog come to save them for his mission. And he barked, "Arf, we go into the wild blue yonder, flying high into the sky." And the two ravens, black as the burnt flesh of untended meat over a fire, the ravens flew down with Rosabella and Tiny and placed them softly on the ground. So Tiny and Rosabella followed the river to the sea and continued north along the coast of the sea, along the ocean, past warm waters and then colder waters, past a glacier where they had to pick their way among rocks and ice, along the shore, provided each night with two mice from the goodness of the ravens who soared, of the ravens who saw that no bird would molest them. Came they then to a narrow land with water on each side, so narrow, a bridge from the great land they were on to another great land, at the Sea of the Great White Bears, the Bering Sea. They crossed the narrow land when it was near to the autumn, when the air was cold at night, though the days were warm, when the flowers were shriveled, when the mice were burrowing into the ground with their seeds, ready for the long, long night of winter. They continue, but now there is no bear, no cave, only the long, flat tundra. And Rosabella howled, for though she wanted the peace that Tiny told her of, though she wanted to learn to be loving and caring, she had no faith, no certainty. Then dog entered her heart. He barked to her, and she knew. She knew that she would continue in his care, until Tiny would come to one who would teach. But she would not learn. She would not be there. The love she had, the love she would give, is the love for Tiny, her brother, the love of protecting him. And they continued in the cold, their paws frozen at night and unfrozen at day, digging into the snow for warmth, until the night when they heard the awful screech of a cat, of a mountain lion, a Frazzi who had discovered their journey, who wanted none to learn of the love of dog. And Tiny was sore afraid, but Rosabella was not. She jumped up, she growled in her high, screeching yip, matching screech for screech, ready to attack, fierce beyond any measure for one so small. And came then the smell of cat, the stink and reek of cat. It was fear and vengeance, two cats of cat who stalked close. They attacked, and Tiny was held down by fear. Until Rosabella attacked, she ripped at fear, she nipped vengeance on her teats. She bit fear, and she bit him again, but she was weak without the power of faith in dog. She fought. And then Tiny became great. He shook off fear. He barked with a bark of a great dog, of a bark of a dog that was huge. filled as he was with the knowledge that dog is love. And fear and vengeance slunk off. But as they went, Vengeance, with a great swipe of her paw, slashed Rosabella across the muzzle, clawing across the face of Rosabella. And Rosabella could see no more. Rosabella, the sister of Tiny, could not see, nor could she walk, for fear had bit her paw, her left front paw that dangled from a tendon. She could not walk, then she could not see, but she would not whine. She came close to Tiny, hobbling on three legs. She came to him, and she panted in her weak breath. "Do not stop for me. Go, my brother, my love. Go to learn of love and take the message of dog to our brothers and sisters at home in the desert and cactus, the land of sweet morning air after the rain. Go to learn and to return. I shall never meet the teacher of the ways of dog, but you shall, and you shall have the great care to return to our land to teach, the land I shall never see again." And she passed. And the ravens above circled, they called, and a great tear from a raven dropped on what was once the body of Rosabella. And another flew by, and a great tear dropped, and another tear, and another, and the tears covered Rosabella, covered her and froze. And Rosabella was cased with ice, clear crystal ice. Then Tiny dug into the frozen ground. He dug with his small, small paws. He dug for one day and one night, not thinking of cold or hunger, until he had a place in the earth for Rosabella, in the earth that never thaws. And there he placed her body, beautiful beyond imagining, her sufferings for all to see. He placed her there in her shield of crystal ice, and he covered her, scratching the dirt back to cover her crystal sepulchre. And he marked the place with his water, and there, in the frozen tundra, in the cold of winter, a cactus and a second cactus grew, all prickly as the cacti of the land where Rosabella had longed to be, of the land of warmth and sun. Now grew a prickly pear, and upon each a small yellow flower bloomed, the flower of Rosabella. Rosabella, who died that Tiny might live to learn of dog. Rosabella, the protector of kin. Though she never learned the love of dog, she had love enough to sacrifice herself for her brother and for the hope of dog. So Tiny mourned for 7 days and seven nights, nourished by the mice left by the ravens. He mourned, for he knew not yet that love is greater than death. He knew not that Rosabella had not gone, but continued in the great flow of all. He would learn. He would learn that through suffering, through sacrifice, does love grow stronger, the love that dog lets us learn, the love that is stronger than hate and fear and pride. He would learn. After 7 days and seven nights, he had mourned enough, the ravens cawed. So he continued west, crossing the wide, flat tundra, and in only 2 days he saw the fires of the camp of Boris, the second Dalai Lama. We pray to you now and ever for our kin and the dreams they have, Santa Rosabella.